Welcome to Lunchtime Classics on Classical 90.5, broadcasting live from our performance studio in downtown Louisville. Now, here's your host, Daniel Gillum.
Thank you very much. Thank you and good afternoon. Welcome to Lunchtime Classics, those of you here in our performance studio on 619 South 4th Street, and those listening, of course, online and through the old-fashioned radio. Thanks for being here this afternoon. We have a wonderful program up ahead with baritone John Edward Hankins and pianist Deborah Dirks. They'll be performing The Dark Side of American Art Song, and I'm not sure what that means, but we're going to hear about that later from Mr. Hankins. We'll begin, though, with three songs of Arthur Farwell, three Indian songs, Opus 32, adapted from the Omaha. Again, baritone John Edward Hankins and pianist Deborah Dirks.
Well, just a couple of things. The title of today's program is Dressed in Black, The Dark Side of American Art Song, which consists of a series of stories. And some of the stories might be a little disturbing. Just remember to look for the light inside of the darkness. Our first set of songs, as Daniel said, three Indian songs by Arthur Farwell. Arthur Farwell drew heavily upon Native American Indian melodies as the foundation for his songs. In order to publish his works, Farwell founded the Wawan Press, which operated between 1901 and 1912. He chose the name Wawan in honor of an important ceremony of the Omaha Indians.
They speak to me. friend. The weeping ones hark in deep rolling thunder calling.
And the music of Arthur Farwell, Three Indian Songs, his Opus 32. And John Edward Hankins, baritone, with pianist Deborah Dirks. The Dark Side of American Art Song, Dressed in Black. That's the theme today. And we're listening to American composers of art song. And coming up is one of the great American art song composers, and some of you probably know him as an author as well, Paul Bowles. The Blue Mountain Ballads. And I'll let John talk a little bit about these songs of Paul Bowles coming up next.
As a composer, Paul Bowles is probably best known for his folksy, bluesy Blue Mountain Ballads. Here he captures the smoldering anger and raunchy wit in this mythical amalgam of Deep South from Tennessee Williams' youth. By the door all day, but nobody ever stops my way. Nobody ever stops by my way. My teeth char on an old ham bone, and I do the dishes all alone. I do the dishes all by my lone. My feet clop clop on the hardwood floor, 'cause I want my love at the hardware store. I don't want love from the mercantile store. Now the clock tick tocks by my single bed, while the moon looks down at my sleepless head. Thank you.
In a shaker, bread that's waiting for the baker. I'm sweet sugar in the cane, never touched except by rain. If you touch me, God save you, these summer days are hot and get mashed. I'm a check that ain't been cashed. I'm a window with a blind, can't see what goes on behind. If you did, God save your soul, these winter nights are blue.
Setting the text of Tennessee Williams, Paul Bowles' Blue Mountain Ballads, Heavenly Grass, Lonesome Man, Cabin, and finally Sugar in the Cane, some fun songs from Paul Bowles. We're listening to Deborah Dirks' piano and baritone John Edward Hankins singing the darker side of American art song here on Classical 90.5 during Lunchtime Classics, live in our performance studio. And we're going to hear one more song cycle, and then we're going to talk with John about how he selected these songs and about singing American art song. The next cycle comes from Samuel Barber, and it's his Opus 41 under the title Despite and Still, and sets the text of Robert Graves, Theodore Rothke, and James Joyce. Once again, John Hankins and Deborah Dirks.
Despite and Still was Samuel Barber's first work following his failed opera, Antony and Cleopatra. The five songs could have been a catharsis for the composer. They probe bleak themes of loneliness, lost love, and isolation.
I shake with fever. Or so.
it were wrapped in a many-colored cloak, where the moon shines new through castle crystal.
For 40 nights and days followed.
solitary hotel in Mountain Pass.
John Hankins baritone and Deborah Dirks piano in the song cycle Despite and Still, Opus 41 of Samuel Barber, a set of five songs with text of Robert Graves, Theodore Rothke, and James Joyce. Wonderful song cycle, John, and if you'll join me here at the microphone, okay. We'll talk a little bit about, I'm curious to know, I guess when someone says art song, a lot of people think Fauré or Schubert or Brahms or Schumann. You've chosen American art songs. Any reason why you decided to focus this particular program on our art songs?
Because I thought if I was any kind of an expert, I could be an expert in American art songs. hardly ever do you hear French singers sing American art songs or German art songs, so I thought it's time for us to be proud of what we have.
Well, I guess the old saying is, if we don't do it, who else will?
That's right.
And, well, I'm proud of you for doing this program. I have a soft spot and affection for American art songs, and you've chosen some of the great ones, Samuel Barber, Paul Bowles, and coming up we have Lee Hoiby and William Bolcom, Richard Hunley. Any of these songs have a particular meaning to you personally? Anything that you've gone through life knowing and loving?
Well, I think the reason that, as I was doing research, and it just sort of all came together about the songs that I thought I wanted to do, and I began to see that I was choosing songs that had rather a dark side to them, but all of them had either dignity or humor or some wit, either in the way the words were or the way the composer interpreted the words. And I felt there was a real strength there. Even in depression, there's strength or there's wit or, you know, that's the only way you get through things. And that's the way I wanted to put it together. I felt that the next song, Jabberwocky, was sort of the essence of the program, because the Jabberwocky is, if you know the Alice in Wonderland Through the Looking Glass, the Jabberwocky is a huge monster, one to be very afraid of. And but at the same time, if you look at the illustration in the text, he's got a funny face and a kooky eyes and buck teeth, and he's wearing a vest, and I mean, he's making fun of fear, basically, and that's sort of what I felt about the whole program. It was sort of, okay, this is a lot of dark stuff here, but let's take it with some wit and humor, and I thought it was, all these songs were really well interpreted by the composer.
Well, let's continue with the program, and the next song is Lee Hoiby's Jabberwocky, of course, with a text of Lewis Carroll. Also, during this next set, we're going to hear individual songs by Richard Hunley, John Duke, William Bolcom, and we'll finish with, I think, a favorite among singers, Sure on This Shining Night by Samuel Barber. And I think you'll tell us a little bit about the songs in between, but ladies and gentlemen, John Edward Hankins and Deborah Dirk singing American art songs on Classical 90.5 and during Lunchtime Classics.
Thank you, Daniel. Jabberwocky is a poem from Through the Looking Glass by Lewis Carroll with music by Lee Hoiby. There are many unusual words in the song, but it really doesn't matter if you know their definitions. Alice said of the poem, "Somehow it seems to fill my head with ideas, only I don't exactly know what they are."
Stood a while in thought.
gyre and gimbal in the wave. All mimsy were the borogoves, and the mome raths
The next song, Sweet Suffolk Owl, is an anonymous verse from 1619 with music by Richard Hunley. Richard Hunley was born in Cincinnati and was raised in Covington, Kentucky.
Sweet Suffolk Owl, so trimly dight, with feathers like a lady bright. Thou singest alone, sitting by night. Tawit, tawoo, tawit, tawoo, tawit, tawoo, tawit, tawoo. Thy note that falls so freely rolls, with shrill command the mouse controls, and singest a dirge, and singest a dirge for dying souls. Tawit, tawoo, tawit, tawoo, tawit-a-woo, tawit-a-woo.
Richard Cory is a poem by Edwin Arlington Robinson with music by John Woods Duke. John Woods Duke wrote 265 songs before he died in 1984.
Richard Cory went downtown. We people on the pavement looked at him. He was a gentleman from sole to crown, clean favored and imperially slim. And he was always quietly arrayed, and he was always human when he talked, but still he fluttered pulses when he said good morning, and he glittered when he walked.
And waited for the light. And and went without the meat, and cursed the bread. And Richard Cory, one calm summer night, went home and put a bullet through his head.
William Bokum takes his inspiration from a wide variety of different songs, ranging from European classical traditions to Tin Pan Alley. The next two songs, Black Max and George, are from his cabaret songs with words by Arnold Weinstein. In the shadowy doorway, I could just make out the glowing tip of his cigarette. Underneath his hat, the crags and chasms of his face wore a familiar smile, the color of yesterday's news. Then, a wisp of smoke, he curled out the doorway into the dim, lamp-lit street. Was always dressed in black, long black jacket, broad black hat, sometimes a cape, and as thin as rubber tape, Black Max. He would raise that big black hat to the big shots of the town, who'd raise their hats right back, never knew they were bowing to Black Max. I'm talking about night in Rotterdam, where the right night people of all the town would find what they could in the night neighborhood of Black Max. Women in the windows with bodies for sale, dressed in curls like little girls in little dollhouse chairs. When the women walked the streets with their beds upon their backs, who was lifting up his brim to them? Black Max. Of the smile, only certain people walk that mystery mile. Artists, charlatans, vaudevillians, men of mathematics, acrobatics, and civilians. There was knitting needle music from the lady organ grinder with all her sons behind her. Marco, Vito, Benno, was he strong, though he walked like a woman, and Carlo, who was 5. He must still be alive. Ah, poor Marco had the sif. And if you didn't take that terrible cure those days, you went crazy and died. And he did. And at the coffin, before they closed the lid, who raised his lid? Black Max. I was climbing on the train one day, going far away to the good old USA, when I heard some music underneath the tracks. Standing there beneath the bridge, long black jacket, broad black hat, playing the harmonica, one hand free, to lift that hat to me. Black Max, Black Max, Black Max.
My friend George used to say, oh, call me Georgia, hon. Get yourself a drink and sing the best soprano in our part of town. In beads, brocade, and pins, he sang if you happened in. Through the door he never locked and said, get yourself a drink and sang out loud till tears fell in the cognac and the chocolate milk and gin and on the beads, brocade, and pins. When strangers happened through his open door, George said, stay, but you gotta keep quiet while I sing, and then a minute after, and call me Georgia. One fine day, a stranger in a suit of navy blue took George's life with a knife. George had placed beside an apple pie he'd baked and stabbed him in the middle of Un bel di vedremo. As he sang for this particular stranger who was in the United States Navy. At the cocktail hour, we knew George would like it like that. Tears fell on the beads, brocade, and pins in the coffin, which was white because George was a virgin. Oh, call him Georgia. Get yourself a drink. Samuel Barber's Sure on This Shining Night uses a text by James Agee. Barber said of Agee, I had great admiration for him, for his soul, which perhaps in some way I was able to touch with my music. North.
On Classical 90.5 during Lunchtime Classics, baritone John Edward Hankins and pianist Deborah Dirks finishing their recital today with Sure on This Shining Night by Samuel Barber. Before that, some cabaret songs by William Bolcom. And if you heard some laughter, those of you who cannot see the performance, we're seeing some costume changes in the middle of the song. So before that, John Duke, Richard Hundley, and Lee Hoiby. And, of course, we heard Paul Bowles, Arthur Farwell, and Samuel Barber earlier in the program, Dressed in Black, The Dark Side of American Art Song. Thanks so much, John, for being here.
Thank you.
Hope to have you back again, performing more American art songs, hopefully. And just a reminder to visit our website at WUOL.org. You can see our upcoming Lunchtime Classics schedule and figure out when you can come down to 619 South 4th Street and join us live. For those of you here, thank you for being here. And to our listening audience, thank you as well. John and Deborah, thank you for being here. I'm Daniel Gillum. You've been listening to Lunchtime Classics on Classical 90.5, Louisville's Fine Arts Station.